Hi, my name is Julia Mercurio, and I'm here with my friend Mike Pasquale to tell the story of when I was in Paris and I almost missed my Airbnb checkout time due to some complications. So I spent the semester in Copenhagen, and Paris was one of the places that I was looking forward to visiting the most because all my friends had visited there and said they loved it. I really liked macaroons, and I also had always wanted to see the Eiffel Tower and just other historical monuments. So when I got to Paris with my friends, I noticed that it was very spread out, and it took approximately 40 minutes to get from one place to the other. And this was something that I wasn't used to being in Copenhagen, because everything is super compact. Like, getting from my home to the airport only took about 15 minutes, but in Paris it was a long train ride. So on the last day that I was in Paris, we were ready to go home, and we had just gone because one of my friends wanted to buy a Longchamp bag, and it was right by the Arc de Triomphe. And the weekend we were in Paris was the history or the anniversary of the Treaty of Versailles, which we didn't know that before we had booked it. We just decided we were going to go because we wanted to go to Paris. So my friend had just gone and got her bag from the store, and we were going to go back to our Airbnb. But however, to get back to the train station that we thought we were going to take the train from, we had to get fully padded down to make sure we didn't have any weapons and to make sure we weren't a safety threat, because there were global leaders there like Vladimir Putin and Donald Trump, and Paris was just on heightened security, especially because of terrorist attacks in the past. So we found a train station right near the Arc that we were going to ride, that we were going to leave from to get back to the Airbnb, and we went down there, and then we found out that all the trains were canceled just because of safety, and all the stations were closed. So we weren't really sure where to go or how to get back. Meanwhile, our checkout time was coming soon, and we didn't know really what to do or where to go. We were also super afraid we were going to get fined by the Airbnb host. So what we did was we walked around to the next train station, and unfortunately that was also closed because it was super close to the Arc. So then we were able to use our phones to try to put in our end destination to try to get to the Airbnb. So after a lot of like trial and error and just walking around the city and trying to find somewhere farther out from the Arc, but also somewhere that was like close enough so we could hopefully make it close to our checkout time, we messaged our Airbnb host and asked her if we could extend our checkout because we were struggling to get back because of all the craziness that was going on in the city. And she just like still hadn't really been responding, even though we were trying to keep her up to date on what was going on. So eventually, after 20 minutes of wandering away from the Arc and to another train station, we were eventually able to find a train that could take us back to the Airbnb, but we had to wait 20 minutes for it. So we waited for the train and then were able to make it back to the train station by our Airbnb. However, our host like still hadn't responded to us, and at this point we were checking out 3 hours later than we were supposed to, so this was kind of an issue, or so we thought. But we were able to get all our stuff and get out of the Airbnb in very quickly after we had gotten back there originally. And this the Airbnb host like didn't respond ever, but she like didn't find us or anything, and she dealt with the situation as it was. And the situation just taught me that you always have to be ready, and like knowing that you might not get there the way you came, and being able to be adaptable as well as use your resources to find yourself a different way home if it didn't go as you thought, and just being like honest with the people of what's going on, because people are more likely to be understanding if you are upfront with them with the story of what is going on. But even after all this trouble, I still loved Paris, and it was my favorite city that I visited when I was abroad.